Hello, Susana Lopez here, actor turned barrister turned broadcaster turned true crime writer and proud member of Sisters in Crime Australia. Welcome to the Scarlet Stiletto Bites podcast. For over 30 years now, Sisters in Crime Australia has supported our women crime writers, both true crime and fiction, and some criminal literary talent has been unearthed. Among many awards, there's an annual prize for short crime fiction, the Scarlet Stiletto Awards. And for those of you who prefer your stories by ear, in 2023 we commenced this podcast series, Scarlet Stiletto Bites, to celebrate the sisters' 30th anniversary. Each story is short, but not always sweet. Expect twisted tales, quirky humour, and a frisson of feminism. Please support us by following, sharing, reviewing, and generally spreading the word. We have no paywall. When journalists or lawyers interview people, they often get to see a completely different and sometimes disturbing side of life, as in today's story, Interview by Marguerite Johnson, which won the Best Investigative Award at the 2011 Scarlet Stilettos. It is confronting. Yeah, it's like I was saying that a few weeks before we got arrested, Jason was in the paper. Did you see it? Well, that's when he was wearing the flag. We thought people would know we couldn't have done it because of that flag photo. He loves that flag, but he reckons it just should be the Southern Cross. I think it should have been that too. The photographers liked him out of them others because he was so tall, they said, and he stood out. Bubs was in it too, and we thought that'd be good too. We'd gone to the cricket, and that's why they got photographed. Had too much to drink, but it was hot that day, and we think it was more of the sun than the piss that made us so aggro when we went home. That, and Dad raving on like a fuckwit about us making him stay there, but we'd already told him that he had to mind the dogs because they kept getting out, and that bitch next door was going to dob us in if we didn't keep him locked up. But he just wouldn't listen. He kept going on and on about staying there by himself and about Jason taking the beer with us and leaving him none. But he had his stash, we said, and he didn't give us any anyway, so that's why we took the beer. He was getting up in Jason's face and I was screaming and Bubs was screaming, and so he stopped pissing us off after a while because he hates it when Bubs screams. He loved his Bubs. Should have kept his mouth shut about her butt. He's telling lies about us because he hates Jason and he likes Bubs' real dad. Kept telling her about that bastard and talking him up to her all the time. I used to tell him to shut up, but he'd just laugh and just ignore me like I wasn't there or nothing. It upset Jason, and that's why it had to stop. I kept on telling Dad. I mean, Jason was the best thing that ever happened to me and Bubs. I reckon Dad done it on purpose most of the time, winding Jason and me up because he said we were jealous of Bubs' love and her real dad and stuff. That prick never saw her, never paid for anything. But we didn't give a shit what the old prick thought because we was having a new baby anyway and it would be just ours. And so Dad reckoned he'd take Bubs away with him and get a caravan near the beach and she could go to school there, away from us. But we'd just laugh and sometimes Jason would jump up near him just to scare the shit out of him a bit. Oh, I need a durry. Oh, darn, mate. Anyways, when the new baby got to grow bigger, we said he could take Bubs away for a bit because she was getting on Jason's nerves and being all sooky with me and wanting to climb on me and shit. Jason hit her one day about then, but only because she was hurting the baby and she wouldn't listen to what he was saying. It wasn't real hard. Anyways, then Dad took off before she got better enough to go with him. So he's the bastard, not us, because he could have waited and he didn't. He just took off, the fucking bastard he is. Bub stayed in bed anyway, so I said to Jason it didn't really matter because she wasn't in the way, because she just lay there anyway in bed. So then she got better and she was always on about Pop this and Pop that and when's he coming home and can she see him, and it drove us up the wall. Jason tricked her one time, though. It was real funny because he got one of the dog collars and put it on her. We did it for a laugh then, at first, but because it scared the shit out of her, she shut up. So we left it on her for a bit. But it wasn't cold or nothing outside, and she had the other dogs there too. We did the lead long too, but we had to keep them round the other side, see, round the other side of the house, so that Sticky Beak next door didn't see nothing. Oh, that was a bullshit story that bitch told you. Anyway, because this was ages after her arm got broke. And then it was all right, just a funny shape. There wasn't any broken bones or nothing then, and she just had the collar and the lead. Well, so he left her there for a few days, and Jason gave her his scraps. You should have seen her face when he put them in the bowl for her. Jason said it would teach her a lesson. And I think he's right, because kids today think their shit don't stink and that they can do things we never got away with. And anyway, I was hit, and it sort of me right out. You stop fucking up real quick after you get the strap a few times. And it was like summer, and Bubs never burns much, and she didn't burn much anyway then. She got real upset, though, at me and Jason after we let her off. Kept saying she was going to tell Pop when he gets home. Anyway, Jason was just joking with her. I mean, he's real funny when he wants to be. She's whinging and crying, and he said to her, "Oh, you got a boyfriend. Rusty's your boyfriend." Yeah, like Rusty's our staffy. You get it? Yeah, yeah, it was funny that. And I'm there pissing me pants, and Bubs is just standing there like a sook. Anyway, so hold on so I can get it right. Yeah. So then things were good for a bit, and we let her stay home from school because she wanted to see the baby growing and stuff. And Jason was really good to her then, like never even swearing or nothing. And she was trying for a change, so that's why it was being all good and things. So this baby that's like, you know, still in here, was getting bigger, and she started doing her weird shit again, like listening to it and talking to it through me stomach, so that Jason had to tell her to piss off and get outside so we could sleep. But she wouldn't listen to him, even when he said he'd put her on the lead again. Bubs just never would listen. Another one, mate? Ta. Yeah, this is just before the flag and stuff now. Oh, this is that later stuff you want to know about. Well, I'm just coming close to the end of things. So I'm telling you about the baby and that. And around that time, Bubs, well, she's just been a shit. Jason had to sort her out that night because she kept standing in front of the telly after he'd been yelling at her to move. She was pushing him too far, always did, just never learned her lesson. So anyway, he punched her, but not hard, and she finally laid down on the lino in front of the telly and shut up. I got Jace another beer to calm him down, and then he said all nice like that I should give her a drink or something. So I took the Coke and I even put it in a cup so she'd sit up and stop feeling sorry for herself. So then the little bitch just ignores me and I go back to Jason on the lounge. I think we was watching the wrestling or something, and she always loved that. So I said to her to sit up and see it. Well, after a bit, she gets up, but real quick, and the coat goes flying across the lounge room. Ah, fuck, I'm thinking, what's she done that for? And Jason's had enough now, and he just loses it for good this time. He didn't smack her that hard, but she went flying across the room, but like it didn't seem real, like she was just kind of faking it or something. So I was a bit pissed off at her upsetting him like that. But I just kicked her a few times and said she should get up and say sorry to us for spilling the drink and everything. She wouldn't move, but there were tears on her face, but she wasn't saying sorry or nothing. So I gave her something to cry about. And Jason said, good one. It's like when you love a kid, you gotta discipline them, right? We always looked after her and that. So it wasn't because of us she wasn't okay. She was always a bit of a piss-weak kid, really. Anyway, we went to bed and left the telly on for her and stuff. And the next day when we got up, we were shaking her to wake her up and pouring water on her and that. But she just sort of flopped there on the floor. So then I'm crying and stuff, and Jason's looking real worried about it and says we'd be best off getting rid of Bubs in the yard and get things fixed up with the new baby, because he just knew we'd get the blame for this. Oh, tar. Jason was so upset he ended up writing himself off, and I had to do the whole myself. But Dad comes back that day and he saw it. He's crying and carrying on, but he said he knew it wasn't my fault, and then he's like dobbed us in and shit. Prick. I mean, he fiddled me up when I was a kid, and yous don't see me crapping on about it. So I figure that mongrel owes me one, eh? It's not like we meant it to happen or nothing. Because she was our princess, and she was, really, Dad's angel. He even got her a T-shirt with that on it. True story, mate. Because she was wearing it that day with the flag. Oh, we loved our Bubs. Like, really, we did, heaps. If she was here, she'd tell you herself. I even took her to fucking tap class once. Oh, Jesus. This is bullshit. So Jason reckons we should dress her in the pink tracksuit she went to tap class in. Sorry, mate. I know you don't want to hear about all this shit. But could you do that for me and Jason? I just want Jace to feel better. Because you know what they say, eh? When someone goes, you gotta look after the people left behind. The end. And that was a very disturbing narration for me. And I'm sure it was a disturbing listen. But we need to think about these things. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to get your feedback. And we'd love to reach more listeners. Our website is sistersincrime.org.au and our email address is admin@sistersincrime.org.au. Until next Friday then, when we bring you another scintillating story from Australian women crime creative.